弟兄姊妹，我想开头的时候还是请大家和我一同来读一些主的话。
Brothers and sisters, let's read the word of God together.
请大家打开创世纪第五章。
Let's open our Bible to Genesis chapter 5.
创世纪第五章。
Genesis chapter 5.
我们从21节读到24节。
From verses 21 to 24.
以诺活到65岁，生了马土沙拉。以诺生马土沙拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了365岁。以诺与神同行，神就将他取去，他就不在世上
了。Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
第六章。
Chapter
6. 第六章第三节。
Verse 3.
耶和华说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。然而他的日子还可到120年。
And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever.For he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
第五节和第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart.
然后我们从第八节读到十四节。
And then from verse 8 to 14.
唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。挪亚生了三个儿子，就是闪、含、雅各。世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。神观看世界是败坏了，凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。神就对挪亚说，凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。你要用戈斐木造一只方舟，分一间一间的造，里外抹上松香。
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God, and Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. For God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their ways on the earth.And God said to Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch.
我们去看新约圣经希伯来书第十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 11,
第五节。
5.
以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
Verse 5. By faith Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death and was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
第七节。
Verse 7.
挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
我们最后看这个犹大书。
Turn to the book of Jude.
犹大书只有一章啊。
Only one chapter.
我们读十四节和十五节。
We'll read verses 14 and 15.
亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说，看哪，主带着他的千万圣者降临，要在众人身上行审判，证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事，又证实不敬虔之人罪人所说顶撞他的刚皮话。
Now Enoch the seventh from Adam prophesied about this man, also saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
我们开头就讲到，神把我们人放在时间的里面。
In the beginning, we already said that God put man in time.
神有他自己非常荣耀的心意。
And God has a glorious purpose.
神不仅要叫我们得着这个永远。
Not only does God want us to obtain eternity.
所以我们从主的生命得着永远。
We know that the life of God is eternal.
但是主还希望我们这个属灵的生命能够达到丰盛。
But he not only wants us to have this life, but he wants us to have this life abundantly.
但是在这一个过程的当中，
But through this,
我们会看见非常的复杂的。
We'll see it's very complicated.
我们要经历很多的一些的难处。
Because we have to go through a lot of difficulties.
不仅有仇敌的攻击。
Not only is there opposition from the enemy.
还有我们天性上面的败坏。
But there's also corruption in our nature.
所以在时间中，如果我们要过得好，走得对。
So within time, if we want to walk properly and to go through this time in a good way,
我们必须注意神的话里面给我们的提醒和警惕。
We need to pay attention to the reminders and the warnings in the Word of God.
我们早晨已经说过。
This morning we have already mentioned.
神是怜悯人的神。
Our God is a God of mercy.
所以在先祖的时代。
So during the time of the forefathers.
他已经把这些话放在那里。
He already put this word in there.
他借着先祖们那个简单的生活故事来对我们说话。
Through the stories of our forefather, using that simple story to speak to us.
我想我们不能光记得这些简单的故事。
We cannot just remember those simple stories.
我们要明白神在这些故事的背后到底对我们说什么。
What we need to know is what is God telling us through these stories.
所以我们今天对于先祖们的故事，我相信所有弟兄姊妹都很清楚。
I'm sure brothers and sisters are all very familiar with the stories of these forefathers.
但是我们能明白这些故事背后神所要对我们说的话吗？
But can we really understand what God is trying to tell us through these stories?
那些原则，那些教导才是重要的。
Those principles and teachings that we can gain from the stories are the important things.
就是在人类历史的一开头，神就已经把他自己的话放在那里。
So at the beginning of history, God has already put his word there.
所以我们早晨讲过了。
So this morning, we already mentioned.
神借着亚当夏娃对我们说话。
God spoke to us through Adam and Eve.
叫我们不要落在仇敌的这个迷惑当中。
He wants us to not be falling into the deception of the enemy.
不要做错误的选择。
And do not make the wrong choice.
要选择生命，不要选择知识。
We have to choose life rather than knowledge.
所以这些都是非常清楚、简单的话，对吧？
These are all very clear.And very simple word.
但是对于我们今天这个末后时代中的圣徒来讲，是多么重要的提醒啊！
But they are so important reminders for us saints who are living in these last days.
我常常感觉我们今天生活的这个世代，
I always feel that today in this generation that we're living in,
主的话已经是非常清楚了。
The word of the Lord is so clear.
但是呢，那个掉在魔鬼所陷的那个网络里面的人还是不计其数的啊。
And yet there are so many who are fallen into the deception of the enemy.
我明知道那里有一个坑，结果我们还掉进去。
We know for sure that there's a hole there, and yet we fall into it.
所以弟兄姊妹们要重视神的话语。
That's why, brothers and sisters, we need to put great importance on God's word.
要躲开仇敌的诡计。
We need to run away and avoid the deception of the enemy.
撒旦的这个诡计就是要破坏神所创造的人。
This scheme of the evil one is to destroy man that God created.
今天你我这些蒙恩得救的人。
Today, we who are saved by grace,
都是仇敌破坏的对象。
We are the object that the enemy wants to destroy.
我们讲到他对这个夏娃的这个所做的事情。
Look at what he did with Eve.
他是有计划的。
The enemy has a plan.
他已经是等在那里。
He's waiting there.
弟兄姊妹，你能感觉到吗？仇敌在等着你呢。
Brothers and sisters, can you sense that the enemy is waiting there for you?
他等待那个机会。
He's waiting for that opportunity.
他要制造那个迷惑。
He's gonna create that deception.
叫你掉在他的网络里面。
So that you will fall into his snare.
我有时候在主面前啊，在祷告的时候。
Sometimes when I'm praying before the Lord,
我里面实在很有沉重的感觉。
I really have this heavy burden in me.
你看我们的弟兄姊妹们唱诗祷告，好像聚会。
You see, our brothers and sisters, they're singing, they're praying, they're meeting together.
但是没有分辨力。
And yet, they do not have discernment.
这世界上发生一点点事情，就很多人都掉在里面。
Something happened in this world and everybody is ensnared by it.
弟兄姊妹，一旦我们落到了仇敌的这个迷惑的网络里面，
if we fall into that deceptive snare of the enemy,
所以圣经告诉我们,
the Bible tells us,
我们会像亚当夏娃一样要遭受很大的亏损的。
We will be like Adam and Eve and suffer great loss.
所以神老早就把这个故事放在那里。
And that's the reason why the Lord has put this story in the very beginning.
神用非常简单的图画放在我们的里面。
He used a very, very simple picture to put it in us.
所以我们需要常常思想。
That's why we have to meditate on it often.
当你生命中发生很多事情的时候,
when many things happen in our lives,
特别当那个关键的时刻来到的时候,
especially when a critical moment comes up,
你要把亚当夏娃的故事重新思想一下。
You need to think again about the story of Adam and Eve.
不要落在同样的错误里面。
Do not fall into the same mistake.
对弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这是神的爱，也是神的怜悯。
This is the love and mercy of God.
是重要的提醒。
And it is such an important reminder to us.
那么这个亚伯的故事呢？
Then the story of Abel.
提醒我们今天在我们的生活中啊，我们最应当注意一些什么事情啊。
It tells us that in our life today, what are the things that we need to focus on?
不要容许那个属地的事情呢霸占我们心。
We should not let earthly, worldly things to be controlling us.
你看那个该隐在那里耕地。
We see.That Cain was a tiller of the ground.
结果他所做的一切事情在神面前一点价值都没有。
And everything that he did is not of value in God's eyes.
所以这主告诉我们的。
And this is what the Lord tells us.
你地上所有的成就，你所有的得着，你所以为自以为好的东西，在神眼中没有价值。
All your achievement, all you think that's valuable that is related to this world, in God's eyes, they have no value.
我就说过，神为着我们的生活，他在这些方面会供应我们。
We already said that God will provide for us in all ways.
但是你绝不能用这些东西代替基督的自己。
But you cannot use these things to replace Christ.
所以你看圣经的话多简单呢、啊、
You see how simple the word of the Bible.
亚伯是牧羊的。
Abel is a keeper, was a keeper of the sheep. And Cain was a tiller of the ground.、
啊、这个分得很清楚对不对
You see, they are separated in a very clear way.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
你已经蒙恩得救了。
You are already saved by grace.
神已经把他的事借他的儿子放在我们里面。
God has put He is His Son in us.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
This is such an important thing.
你看，我保罗哈在腓立比书第一章里面也讲到。
And Paul in Philippians 1 said.
第一章二十。一节的二十节
120
他说因我活着就是基督我死了就有益处
For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain、
啊、这句话保罗是多么的讲得多么的清楚啊
And this phrase is so clearly said by Paul
他的意思说如果我活着就是基督的话
To me, to live is Christ.
那么我将来死了就是得主。
And then when I die, I gain.
弟兄姊妹们，这个跟亚伯的那个经历是一致的。
This is one with the experience of Abel.
所以神注重我们所事的过于我们所做的。
Because God regards it more important who we are rather than what we do.
我们说过, 只有那个是, 才是永远的。
We said that only the He is, that's eternal.
所以求主施恩给我们,
so may the Lord be gracious to us.
让我们能避开仇敌的那个陷阱,
so that we can be avoid and run away from the enemy.
在我们这个短暂的一生的里面, 我们能做正确的选择。
So that in our short lifetime, we will choose properly.
啊, 这是我们今天早晨的已经和弟兄姊妹说过的。
This is what we have said to brothers and sisters this morning.
但是在先祖中间啊, 还有另外一组的人。
But among the forefathers, there's another group of people.
那么神也借着他们的生活要对我们说话。
And again, through them, through their lives, God is speaking to us.
那就是以诺和挪亚。
And that is Enoch and Noah.
那么以诺和挪亚, 到底神要对我们说什么话呢?
Now, what is God trying to tell us through these two people?
就告诉我们说, 今天呢, 神的儿女们在时间的当中,
today, God's children is in time.
要明白这个长时间的意义, 经得起长时间的考验。
We need to be able to stand the test of time through this length of time.
我想弟兄姊妹, 很多的时候啊, 我们呢, 跟随主开头很, 很有热心。
Many of us, when we first started following the Lord, we're all so earnest and fervent.
但是常常时间一拉长了之后呢, 我们就失败。
But when time lengthens, then we fail.
啊, 时间一长久, 就疲惫。
For example, when time goes on, then we get tired.
啊, 所以有很多弟兄姊妹聚会聚会聚了几年了就不要聚了。
So many brothers and sisters, after gathering for so many years, they stop.
因为他疲惫了。Because
they're tired.
这个疲惫啊, 有里面外面的。Now
this tiredness can be inward or outward.
有的是里面疲惫。Sometimes
it's an inward exhaustion.
里面已经失去了对属灵事情对主的爱慕。Because
there's already no desire for spiritual things or for the Lord.
已经没有忍耐。There's no
perseverance in there.
那么还有呢, 外面的疲惫。And
then there's also outward tiredness.
你失去了新鲜活泼的力量。Because
you have lost the freshness and liveliness, no strength.
基督徒的生活已经没有充起的力量。There's
no strength in Christian life.
所以很多时候我们属灵的生活呢，就显得非常的懒散。And
so our spiritual life becomes very careless.
对世界事情我们很重视。With
worldly things, we're very serious.
但是对属灵的事情呢，就感觉疲惫。But
we become tired of spiritual things.
跟随主的脚步变得迟缓。And
so we get very slow in following the Lord.
啊, 读经祷告聚会侍奉都没有兴趣。
And we lost interest in reading the Bible, prayer, and gatherings.
啊, 基督徒要经得起长时间的考验。
Christians have to be able to stand the test of time.
你不仅不能疲惫。
Not only can you, not only should you not get tired.
并且呢, 你还要坚持到底。
But you need to persevere to the end.
那么你不能跟随主半途而废啊。
You cannot just be following halfway.
我每次讲到这个啊, 我里面都是很有感触啊。
I feel deeply within.
我从年轻时候蒙恩一直到今天。
From the time I was saved by grace up to today.
我有时候回头想看看我的年轻时候那些少年的同伴。
When I look back at my companions back then, I don't know where they are now.
Oh, 当初也有一批弟兄姊妹, 我们真的是很火热在跟随主。
there was a group of brothers and sisters who are following the Lord with fervency.
像你们中间这些年轻弟兄姊妹一样。
Just like the young brothers and sisters among you.
我们很强烈的心愿，我们很火热的跟随。
We are full of zeal. We want to follow and pursue the Lord with fervency.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要经得起时间的考验。
But brothers and sisters, we need to be able to stand the test of time.
有的人只要几年、十年、二十年就不见了，不知道到哪里去了。
For some, after some years, 10, 20 years, they're gone.
有很多人半途而废。
So they quit halfway through.
像保罗的同工迪马一样。
Just like Demas.
跟着保罗一段时间，到最后呢，经不起这个世界的引诱，爱世界去。
He followed Paul for a while and then was attracted by the world and then he's gone.
半途而废。
So he quit halfway.
我们跟随主要能坚持到底。
We follow the Lord, we have to persevere to the end.
我们不能转变方向，也不能更改道路。
We cannot change direction and we cannot change the way.
像保罗一样。
Like Paul.
他最后在提摩太后书里面讲的说那个当跑的路我跑尽了。
Like Paul, he said that I have fought the good fight.
我从前我读这个话我觉得很雄壮。
Before when I read this, I feel, wow, it's so brave.
等到我有一点经验之后啊。
But after I have some experience,
我才知道保罗讲这个话是何等的不容易啊。
Then I realized it's so difficult for Paul to say such a thing.
因为他马上要殉道。
Because immediately afterward he's going to be martyred.
他才敢讲说当跑的路我已经跑尽。
And that's why he dare say that I have finished the course.
我不知道保罗写这个话是有没有喘一口气啊。
I don't know if after he wrote this he get a big sigh.
唉，终于啊，跑到头了。
Oh, I have reached the end.
弟兄姊妹要经过时间的考验。
This needs to be tested by time.
你们记得哈巴谷的祷告吗？
Have you, do you remember the prayer of Habakkuk?
哈巴谷三章十九节那里讲的说。
In Habakkuk 3:19.
他说求主让他的脚能快如母鹿的蹄。并且呢，稳行在高处。
The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds feet. He will make me walk on high heels.
弟兄姊妹，我们到今天跟随主，我们的脚还是快如母鹿的蹄，并且稳行在高处吗？
Are our feet still like hinds or deer's feet? Are we still going on the hill?
所以时间对我们是一个重要的考验。
And so time is a test for us.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
在先祖里面，神就用两个人物在这里来鼓励我们。
And so during for the period of the forefather, the God used these two people to encourage us.
我们知道以诺与神同行三百年。
We know that Enoch walked with the Lord for 300 years.
他是经过长时间的考验。
This is through long time of testing.
然后挪亚和他的全家一同建造方舟。
And Noah with his household built the ark.
建了120年。
And he used 120 years to build the ark.
所以神就用这两个人的经历来鼓励我们。
And so the Lord used the experience of these two people to encourage us.
因为这两个人都是经过长时间的考验。
Because both of them were tested by time.
因为主知道我们这些人呢常常有时候经不得长时间的考验。
Because the Lord knows that many of us cannot stand the test of time.
有时候时间一拉长了就证明我们就哎呀各方面都软弱了。
As when time is being lengthened, then we find ourselves being weak in so many aspects.
你看圣经有很多例子我们再举个例子说明一下。
We can use another example from the Bible to make
如果你读以斯拉记第四章第五章。
In Ezra 4 and 5,
那里记载这个故事啊。
There was a story recorded here.
就是那些被掳归回的人回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿的事情。
So this is about the remnants coming back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
那弟兄姊妹应该知道这个故事。
I'm sure you're familiar with this story.
那么神曾经许可巴比伦把以色列人掳到外邦去。
Prior to that, the Lord allowed the Israelites to be captured by the Babylonians.
但神应许他们七十年后呢，要把他们带回来。
And they were in exile, but God allowed them after 70 years to come back to Jerusalem.
所以到古列王的时候，七十年到了。
So during the time of Cyrus, the number of the 17 years is up.
他就许可这些被掳的人呢回到耶路撒冷去。
And so he allowed those who are exiled to go back to Jerusalem.
但是我们知道回去的人是少数人。
But we know those who went back are very few.
这不到五万人。
They're less than 50,000.
这些人愿意听神的话。
But these people, they're willing to listen to the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们想一想看。他们在巴比伦七十年了。
Brothers and sisters, imagine they were in Babylon for 70 years.
他们在巴比伦呢，已经生了根了，已经成家立业了，对不对？
So they have established their family, their profession, they're already rooted in Babylon.
弟兄姊妹，你到美国来多少年了？
How many years have you been here in the U.S.?
我们有的人来了十年、八年呢。都变成美国人了呢。
Some of us are here for 8-10 years and we have already become Americans.
我们的家在这里，事业在这里。
Because our home is here already and then our career is here.
亲戚朋友也在这里。
Our friends and relatives are all here.
叫你现在放弃这一切，回国去，我看不大容易，对不对？
If we tell you to leave everything here behind and go back home to your original country, it's very hard.
但是七十年后呢，这批人愿意听神的话回去。
And yet, after 70 years, this group of people are willing to listen to God to go back.
他们放弃他们的事业前途。
They leave behind their career, their future.
他们呢，离开他们的亲人。
They leave their relatives.
离开这些人际的关系。
They leave all social relationships.
弟兄姊妹，今天如果让你重新回到中国，那么中国已经很发达了，你还算好的，对不对？
Today, if we say you go back to China, and China is quite prosperous today.
当初的耶路撒冷是个废墟啊。
But do you know, at that time, Jerusalem was in ruin.
所以可以说这批人是爱神的人。他们是肯付代价跟从神的人。
So this group of people, they love God. They're willing to pay the price.
他们回到耶路撒冷，他们也是尽他们所能的在那里开始建造圣殿。
And when they went back to Jerusalem, as much as possible, with all they can, they try to rebuild the temple.
但建到一半的时候，仇敌来干扰了。
But when they were halfway building,The enemy came to interfere.
这些仇敌上告当时的君王。
The enemy tried to infiltrate and tell the king.
这个君王也搞不清楚，就下令让他们停工。
And so the king said to let them stop their work of building the temple.
结果这一停工啊，大概停了差不多16年。
And then they stopped this for 16 years.
我们也知道这16年也是蛮长的。
We know 16 years is a long time.
这批人当初虽然付了代价跟随主回去了。
This group of people, they paid the price to go back.
但是现在呢，16年他们都不能做什么。
But then now, 16 years, they cannot do anything.
所以有很多人就说，哎呀，大概主的时候还没到吧。
And many people say, oh, maybe it's not yet God's time.
我也常常有时候听见弟兄姊妹这样感觉，主的时候还没到。
Sometimes I hear brothers and sisters have been saying, oh, you know, the time of God is not yet here.
其实这是他们的借口,
but actually, this is just an excuse.
结果呢,他们就开始怎么样,去注意自己的事情去了。
And so they started to just pay attention to their own lives, their own things.
你读哈该书的时候就很清楚了。
If you read the book of Haggai, it would be very clear.
他们就开始去自己住天花板,有天花板的房屋,那么自己奔赴自己的事业去了。They
start building their own house with nice ceilings, and they pay attention to their own livelihood.
结果圣殿变得荒凉。
And then again, the temple was in ruin.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道我们有同样的软弱。
We know we have the same weaknesses.
我们有很多时候经不起长时间的考验。
Because we cannot test the, we cannot stand the test of time.
所以神的儿女们都是一样。
And all children of God are the same.
这批人还是爱神的人呢。
And imagine, this group of people, they love God.
他们曾经付过代价跟随神的。
In fact, they paid the price to follow the Lord.
但是也经不起时间的考验。
And yet, they fail when they're tested by length of time.
我常常就是想，像我们这个 pandemic 发生了两年，不到三年的时间啊。
Like this pandemic, it's going on for 2-3 years.
我听见到处听见很多聚会人数都减少啊。
And I've heard that many gatherings, they've lost people.
很多弟兄姊妹已经经不起考验。
Because brothers and sisters can no longer stand the test.
弟兄姊妹们,还没有16年呢,还不到3年呢,对不对啊?
Brothers and sisters, it's far from 16 years. We're not even 3 years into it.
所以按照我们天然的生命来讲的话,没有一个人能经得起时间的考验。
And so according to our natural life, nobody can stand that test.
后来感谢神,神就兴起了先知哈该跟撒加利亚。
And so thank the Lord that he raised up prophet Haggai and Zechariah.
当先知们说话的时候,
And when the prophet spoke,
哇,感谢主的所罗巴伯和那批人,他们灵里面立刻就起来了。
And thank the Lord, immediately Zerubbabel and the people, their spirit were lifted up.
他们就起来建造这个圣殿,很快把它建造成。
And so very quickly, they were able to finish building the temple.
弟兄姊妹,说明一件事情。
They speak of one thing.
他们属灵的感觉没有失去。
That they did not lose their spiritual sense.
这个非常宝贵。
And that's so precious.
如果今天我们听见了神的话,
if today we hear the word of God,
我们也没什么反应呢,
and we don't have any response,
这是可怕的情形。
This is very terrible.
若是我们里面还能有一点属灵的感觉,
if we can have some spiritual sense,
这是非常重要的事。
This is very important.
所以感谢神。
So thank the Lord.
虽然在那个艰难的时代里面,
although it is in a very difficult generation,
以色列的百姓有失败,
the people of Israel, they had failures.
但是呢, 他们听见神的话, 他们就有了一个恢复。
But when they heard the word of God, there was a recovery.
所以愿主在我们的生活里,
So, in our lives, may the Lord
让我们能因主的话里面得激励,
through His Word, we can be encouraged.
我们在这个慢慢的这个长夜这个时间的里面,
and in this length of time,
我们要知道怎么样来跟随主,
that we learn how to follow the Lord.
我们知道本来呢,神给我们长时间呢,是有他的心意的。
When God gives us a long period of time, He has a purpose there.
那么我在这里讲有几件重要的事情跟这个时间有关的。
And because there are some important things that are related to time.
因为有的时候长时间对我们很重要啊。
Because a length of time is very important to us.
这个长时间的第一件事情,
For this long length of time, the first thing.
就是神要叫我们从这个幼嫩的, 能够达到成熟。
What the Lord wants is for us to start when we're still immature, but go to maturity.
这是需要时间的, 对不对?
And this requires time.
就像我们要从小孩要变成成人, 这需要时间的。
So just like from a child to a grown man, that requires time.
所以在新约圣经里面, 使徒们一再提醒我们要长大成人啊。
And that's why in the New Testament, the apostles always tell us that we have to grow up to become sons.
你长大成人就是变得成熟了。
Because when we grow up and become adults, then we are mature.
我们刚得救的时候啊，都很幼嫩，对吧？
When we were first saved, we're all very delicate and tender.
我们连祷告都不会。
We don't even know how to pray.
有时候祷告的话也很幼嫩的。
And we have very childish words when we pray.
但是经过了一段时间呢，慢慢地成长了。
But then as time slowly goes on, you start to mature.
哇，你就看见这个祷告也不一样，交通也不一样，侍奉也不一样。
We see that there's change in your prayer, in your service, in your sharing.
所以神给我们长时间是有他的用意的。
So when God gives us a long period of time, He has His purpose.
要叫我们从幼稚能够慢慢变得成熟。
He wants us to start from immaturity to maturity.
那么第二件事情,
the second thing,
就是呢, 要叫我们从一个贫穷的光景达到富足。
It is from being in poverty to being rich.
我想这个我们都很容易懂啊。
I think this is easy for us to understand.
我在美国已经有几十年了。
I've been in the U.S. for decades now.
后期看见很多弟兄姊妹们从远东到这，刚到这里的时候，很穷啊，什么都没有。
And I have seen brothers and sisters who came from the Far East, and at the start, they were poor.
哇，有的过了十年、二十年，就变得非常的富有啊。
But then after 10, 20 years, they become rich.
因为他们奋斗，他们在努力做工。
Because they were very, they labor hard, they were very diligent.
很多人都变成百万富翁。In
fact, they become even wealthy millionaires.
所以你们现在中间可能还有一些学生正在奋斗。I'm
sure among you there are still students who are trying to make the most of themselves.
你们需要是时间，对不对？
What you need is time.
也许十年八年后呢，个个都是很富有。
Maybe after 8-10 years, you're all quite wealthy.
你把学校的功课读完了。Because
you finished your schooling.
找到好的工作了。You
find a good job.
就脱离贫穷，变成富有了。Then
from poverty, you become rich.
我们属灵生活也是这样。Well,
the spiritual life is very similar.
我们开头很贫穷，什么都没有。
At the start, we are poor, we do not have anything.
但是神给我们时间，就叫我们积攒这个丰富的。
But then God gives us time so that we can start to collect and become rich.
所以彼得鼓励神的儿女。
And so Peter encouraged the children of God.
将来你天国降临的时候，你要丰丰富富继承的国。
You have to enter the kingdom of heaven richly and fully.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这是神给我们长时间的用意。
This is the purpose why God gave us a long length of time.
本来我们很有限，现在慢慢越来越丰富了。
At the start, we're very limited, but now we become richer and richer.
神给我们的恩典将来要达到无限。
And he wants to give us grace that one day we reach a place where there's no limit.
第三件事情啊。
The third thing.
神就是叫我们呢，从对主啊那个浅浅的认识，然后能达到对主深刻的认识。
God wants us to start from a shallow knowledge of Him to a deep knowledge of Him.
你看保罗在以弗所书就这样说。
This is what Paul said in the book of Ephesians.
他说你们如果读了我的书，你就知道我深知基督的奥秘。
He said that if you read my letters, you will realize that I have deep knowledge of the mystery of Christ.
所以我们在主里面要长进，对不对？
And that's why we need to grow in the Lord.
从这个肤浅的认识慢慢的怎么达到更深的认识。
From this shallow knowledge, we want to obtain deep knowledge.
但是很可惜，我们感觉今天这神的儿女当中啊。
And yet it is quite pitiful that today amongst God's children.
有的人长期的都是活在那个浅浅的认识里面。
Because some people,they're living in a very shallow circumstance for a very long time.
弟兄姊妹，这说明了我们那个浪费神给我们的时间呢。
This goes to show that we are wasting God's time.
你应当对主的认识越来越丰富。
You need to have fuller and fuller knowledge of our Lord.
这是主给我们长时间所有的一个福分。
This is the blessing that supposedly he's giving you with time.
啊，第四个点。
The fourth thing.
就神要叫我们呢，从无形到有形这个 form 啊。
God wants us to start from being no with no form to being formed.
你记得在加拉太书第四章十四节啊，十九节这样说。
In Galatians 4:19.
Yeah.保罗说啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等基督成形在你们里面，对吧？
Paul said that I travail for you until Christ be formed in you.
我们刚刚得救的时候呢，我们只晓得主耶稣是救主。
At the very beginning, all we know that our Lord Jesus is our Savior.
也可以说呢，主的形象在我们的里面呢，还是不是很完全的。
And so the image of Christ in us is still not well formed.
那么主给我们长时间就是要追求追求到最后让基督成形在我们里面。
What the Lord wants is that we keep on pursuing until the day when Christ is formed in us.
弟兄姊妹，你从很多弟兄姊妹身上可以看得见。
And you can witness this in brothers and sisters.
一个基督徒如果主在他里面越成形的话
When Christ is formed in a Christian
他属灵的生活的表现就不一样
Then what is manifested out of the person's spiritual life is very different
很多时候因为主在我们里面的形象不清不楚
In many times the form of Christ in us is not clear
所以呢我们的属灵生活也是不清不楚的
And that's why same with our spiritual life. It's so muddy.
需要时间的，对不对？
This requires time.
所以神把时间给我们是很重要的一件事情。
And that's why it's so important that God gives us time.
长时间不是要叫你这个变得疲惫。
He gives us long length of time not to tire us out.
长时间也不是要叫你放弃。
He gives us long length of time not to let us be letting go of this thing.
我们真的要明白懂得主在我们身上的这个心意。
That's why we need to know and understand the heart of God for us.
我想我在前面呢把这个长时间的这个意义我这样讲应该够了啊。
I hope that the way I spoke about this length of time, I hope this is enough.
现在我们把注意力拉回来在以诺和挪亚身上。
Now we want to refocus on Enoch and Noah.
我们要看一看，神怎么使他们能度过这么漫长的年日。
We want to see how God was able to make them stand the test of time.
弟兄姊妹，都刚才我们读的这个创世纪第五章第六章啊。
While ago, we read Genesis 5 and 6.
我们能看见啊，这个以诺跟挪亚他们一个共同的经历。
We see the common experience of Enoch and Noah.
这共同经历什么？就是与神同行。
What's that common experience? It's to walk with God.
这个是秘诀。
And that's the secret.
你能度过这么漫长的年日而不疲惫，这是个秘诀。
The way that you can go through this length of time and not be tired of, that is the secret.
你要与神同行。
You need to walk with God.
当然弟兄姊妹，当我们提到与神同行的时候，
When we mention walking with God,
那么有一些东西我们是必须知道的。
There are certain things that we have to know.
如果今天你要与神同行，
If today you want to walk with God,
那么你等于要走神的路。
Of course, you have to walk God's way.
那么你就不可以走自己的路。
You cannot walk your own way.
先知以赛亚告诉我们，我们如羊走迷啊，个人偏行己路，对吧？
The prophet Isaiah told us that we are all like sheep that have gone astray.
因为我们每一个人都有我们自己的意志，有我们自己的眼光，有我们自己的经历。
Because each one of us have our own will, our own perspective, our own experience.
每一个人都喜欢走自己的路。
And we all like to walk our own way.
你看那小孩子，很小的时候他喜欢走自己的路。
Just look at little kids. Even little kids want to take their own way.
我们到处都看见很多父母在追着孩子跑。
We see a lot of parents running after their kids.
拉上孩子不肯跟着大人。
They're trying to drag them, but the kids doesn't want to follow the parents.
这父母没有办法就把他抱起来走。
And so they cannot help it, so all they can is to just carry them.
你知道每次我看见这个图画。
Whenever I see this picture.
我就想我们就很像这个样子。
I see that we're all like that.
我们是喜欢拉着神跟我们走。
We want to drag God along our way.
我们不喜欢跟着神走。
We don't want to follow the Lord.
所以有时候神爱，为了爱我们的缘故，就干脆把我们抱着走了呢。
And so because God loves us so much, so all what he will do is just carry us.
哎呀，我们还挣扎得很厉害，对不对？
And then we still struggle with him.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
你第一个，你要与神同行，你要放弃你自己的路。
So the first thing for you to be able to walk with God is to let go of your own way.
我们基督徒啊，蒙恩得救之后啊，我们应该有个感觉，我们没有自己的路，我们只有神的路。
After we're saved, we have to have this sense that we have the way of our own. We only have God's way.
你不要以为这是坏事情啊。
Don't think this is a bad thing.
这是非常蒙福的事情。
This is such a blessed thing.
哎呀，当你真正懂得这个的时候呢，
神要你
的路你也不要走了。
When you really know this, you don't want to walk your own way.
弟兄姊妹们，你看教会历史中多，从旧约圣经到新约圣经，多少人他们放弃自己的路跟随主了，对不对？
We see from Old Testament and New Testament how many people they leave their own way to follow the Lord.
在新约圣经，这些门徒们遇见主了，什么都不要了，就跟着主走。
In the New Testament, when the disciples meet the Lord, they just left everything to follow him.
那么保罗也是一旦遇见主了，过去什么都丢弃。
Same thing, when Paul encountered the Lord, he just left everything behind.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要与神同行，第一个，你不要活在自己的里面。
So brothers and sisters, if you want to walk with the Lord, don't live in yourself.
我们有的时候呢，我们就是太强了，个性太强了。
Many times we're so strong, we have a strong will.
我们跟那个约拿差不多。
We're very much like Jonah.
神叫约拿去传福音，约拿就赶快跑啊。
The Lord wants Jonah to preach the gospel and then Jonah run away.
他要走自己的路。
He walked his own way.
结果我们看见，因为神爱他，不让他走自己的路。
But because God loves him and does not want him to go his own way.
所以第一件事情我们要知道的。
The first thing we need to know.
与神同行，你不能走自己的路。
If you want to walk with the Lord, you cannot walk your own way.
啊，第二件事情。
The second thing.
与人同行，也不走别人的路。
If you walk with the Lord, you're not going to walk with other people's way.
不走人的路。
You don't want to walk men's way.
哎呀，我们作为基督徒啊，我们就发现很多弟兄姊妹很喜欢跟着人走啊。
As Christians, we find out that many brothers and sisters like to follow men.
哎呀，你看见教会历史中呢，有很多神所兴起的领袖，都是一大堆人跟着他。
In the church history, you will find that there are many leaders and they have many followers.
有时候我们跟着那些人走嘛，很骄傲。
And when we walk with these leaders, we feel very good. We're so proud.
哎呀，我说你看，我是跟着这么一个大的属灵人走。
You say, you see, I'm walking with this spiritual giant.
我跟你们讲一件很有趣的事情啊。
I'll tell you a very interesting thing.
我有一次从 Vancouver 回西雅图。
One time I went from Vancouver to Seattle.
那么要经过那个海关。
And then I have to pass through the immigration.
啊，经过那个美国的海关。
It's the U.S. immigration.
那天有个官员呢在那里，他一见到我面他就问我一件事情。
And there was this officer and he asked me a question.
他说你认识尼托森吗？又好吓一跳。
Do you know Watchman Nee?
海关的官员呢他问我你认识尼托森吗？
I was like surprised. This officer asked me, do you know Watchman Nee?
你们都知道过那个海关呢，那个很紧张的，这个问几句话就走了。他居然问我这个。
I usually want to go through that very quickly, and then he's asking me all these questions.
我就跟他讲，我说我读过他的书，得过他很多帮助。
I said that I have read his book and I was helped.
结果你要知道他怎么回答吗？
Do you want to know what he said?
他就笑着跟我讲。
And then he just laughed and said to me,
I don't follow any man.
He said, I don't follow any man.
他说我不跟着任何人走。
I don't follow any man.
所以呢，那么问起啊，我就过去了。
And so I go through that immigration.
哎呀，过去我很后悔啊。
After I went through, I regretted.
我很想跑回去跟他讲说，我也不跟踪任何人。
I want to go back and tell him I also don't follow any man.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道很多基督徒喜欢跟随这个所谓有恩赐的、有才干的所谓的属灵大汉。
It is true, many Christians want to follow people who are very gifted, who are so spiritual, you know, well known.
但圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
新约圣经唯一的一个吩咐，跟从主。
The only bidding in the New Testament is to follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要尊重这些前面的弟兄姊妹啊。
Yes, we need to respect these brothers before us.
他们的确给我们带来很多属灵的供应。
It is true, they have given us a lot of spiritual supply.
但是我们不是跟从他们的。
But we're not following them.
所以保罗在世时候也是很多人想跟着他。
And when Paul was on earth, many people wants to follow him.
很多人效法他。
And wants to imitate him.
但是你看保罗说什么，你们可以效法我，但是要像我效法基督。
And Paul said that you can imitate me, but it's like when I imitate Christ.
他总是最后把人带到基督那里去。
All he does is to bring men to Christ.
所以一个真正好的神的仆人是不要人家跟的。
So a real good servant of the Lord does not want people to follow him.
我们总是叫人去跟从主。
Because we want people to follow the Lord.
你看今天基督教里面的光景啊。
But look at what's happening in Christianity today.
很多人都希望人多多的跟从他。
Many people want to have followers.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道，即使今天你跟保罗在一起
，Even today, let's say Paul is here and you're with him.
保罗是走正路的人，对不对
And Paul walks the right path.
你即使跟保罗在一起，你记得，你还是要与神同行。
You have to remember, even if you're with Paul, you still have to walk with the Lord.
有很多时候你跟着一个人走走走，他走偏了，那你还得跟着主往前呢。
Many times, let's say you're following a person, but then he departed from the right way. You have to continue to follow the Lord.
并且我们知道哈，今天，请你们听准了啊，在地上所有神的仆人。没有一个人是完全的。
I hope you listen to this accurately. Today, there's no servant of God who is perfect.
有时候你跟一个人跟久了，你就看见他很多的软弱，你知道吗？
Many times after you follow a certain person for a while, you start to see faults.
并且有的人有时间的限，也有时间限制。
And then they're also limited by time.
我年轻时候看见有一群的姊妹跟着一个属灵的姊妹走。
When I was young, I saw a group of sisters. They follow a spiritual sister.
哎，结果有一天那个姊妹死了。
But then one day the sister passed away.
这些人就整个都散掉。
And then this group of sisters, they disintegrated.
并且你今天跟着一个人，你开头时候很佩服。弟兄姊妹，慢慢你会发现呢，人都是有限，知道吧
？And sometimes when you follow a man at the beginning, you look up to them so much, but then you realize all men have limits.
再有恩赐的人
，No matter how gifted they are，
啊，你听多了，慢慢的呢，哎呦，就觉得没那么稀奇了、啊。
After you listening。You listen to them for a while, you feel like, oh, it's not that special anymore.
举个实例给你们听啊。
I'll use a real example for you.
我年轻的时候从斯百克丢的书得到很大的帮助。
And I was young, I was really helped by the books of Brother Spark.
我开始读不懂他的书。
At the beginning, I don't understand his book.
但是后来慢慢就读懂了。
But gradually, I begin to understand.
我们刚刚开始读懂，觉得他那个书亮光大得不得了。
And when we first begin to understand, we feel like, oh, there's such great light.
但是你几十年过来了啊。
But after decades,
我还是非常尊重他。
It's true, I still respect him.
但是我现在读他的书很容易。
But now when I read his book, I find it easy.
因为你开头你跟不上他的思路。
Because at the beginning, you cannot get into his thinking and perspective.
现在你能懂得他的思路，读他的书也觉得很容易。
But now that you know his trend of thought, it becomes easy.
所以我们记得主的话说，这殿的幕后的荣耀要大过先前。
And that's why the Lord said that the glory of this temple is going to be more than the one before.
因为神的工作是一直往前的。
Because the work of the Lord keeps moving forward.
历史上没有一个人可以限制神的。
There's not one single person in history who can limit the Lord.
所以不是说启示到某一个人就结束了。
So it's not that the revelation would stop with a certain person.
就好像我们从黑暗里面进到一个光亮光的房子里面一样。
So when we first come from darkness into a room that is lighted,
刚进去哇，亮得不得了，眼睛都张不开，对不对？
When we first go in, we couldn't even open our eyes because it was so bright.
但是你在里面久了之后呢，它就没那么亮，不觉得那么亮。
But after you have been in that room for a while, you don't feel that it's so bright anymore.
你们记得主曾经论过这个施洗约翰吗？
Do you remember what the Lord said about John the Baptist?
对于门徒们说呢，约翰是点着的明灯呢。
And the Lord said that he is a vessel of light.
你们暂时喜欢他的光。
But you are going to enjoy his light in a temporary way.
但是我有更大的光。
But I have this great light.
所以只有基督的这个光，那是没有限量的。
Only the light of our Lord.Has no limit.
我希望弟兄姊妹听懂我的话。
I hope brothers and sisters understand what I said.
我绝没有任何意思轻看任何前面的弟兄 弟兄姊妹。
I'm not trying to belittle any brothers before us.
保罗在加拉太书啊，第一章里面就讲到了。
Even Paul said in Galatians chapter 1.
他说那些有名望的人并没有增加我什么。
He said that by associating with people who are famous doesn't make me higher.
我们初初的听以为他很骄傲，对不对？
At the beginning, when we hear that, we say, oh, he's so proud.
但是不是，不是骄傲。
But no, he is not proud.
保罗要走主的路。
Because Paul wants to walk the way of the Lord.
啊，所以我们要很小心。
We have to be very careful.
我们可以从人得属灵的帮助。
Yes, we can get spiritual help from people.
我们敬重这些人。
And we really respect them.
但是我们不是走他的路。
But we're not walking their path.
所以你今天要与神同行，你不能走人的，别人的路也不行的。
So today, if you want to walk with the Lord, you cannot walk man's way.
当然我们知道还有世界的路，对吧？
Of course we know there's the way of the world.
哦，这个实在也吸引很多人。
And truly, many are attracted to it.
世界上的东西影响我们很厉害。
These worldly things influence us so greatly.
所以有很多人虽然蒙恩得救了，但你看见他还在走世界的路。
So many people have been saved by grace, but they are still walking the way of the world.
所以他们在英文里面就讲了，有些圣徒叫做 worldly Christian.
And that's why we get this term worldly Christian.
走世界道路的。
These are the ones who walk the way of the world.
他们不仅走世界路，把世界也带到教会里面来了。
And not only do they walk the way of the world, they bring the world into the church.
哦，把世界的观念、世界的音乐、世界的做法，很多都带到教会里面来了。
They bring the perspective of the world, the music of the world, the practice of the world into the church.
我们知道今天在地上，这个世界对教会所产生的影响非常大。
We know that the world has such great influence on the church today.
所以我们不能走世界的路。
That's why we cannot walk the way of the world.
当然更不能走仇敌的路啊。
And even more so, we cannot walk the way of the enemy.
我们知道魔鬼也有他的路。
We know that the devil has his way.
我们看见今天这个世界中很多人跟着那个路走的。
And we see in this world, many are following that way.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你今天要与神同行
，So brothers and sisters, today if you want to walk with the Lord,
你必须要知道这些。
You need to know this.
你要放弃这些。
You have to let go of these things.
避开这些。
Avoid them.
那么弟兄姊妹，以诺怎么会与神同行的呢
？Now how come Enoch walked with God?
圣经说了，以诺六十五岁的时候
，The Bible said that when Enoch was
65 years, 他以前忽然醒悟过来了。
All of a sudden, he as if he was awakened.
他就爬起来与神同行。
And then he started walking with God.
很多读经的人都在研究啊。哎，这个以诺怎么六十五岁时候忽然就起来跟与神同行呢
？And many Bible scholars try to research why does Enoch started walking with God at the 65 years old.
当然，你在第五章你会读到一件事情。
But in chapter 5, you will read one thing here.
他六十五岁时候发生什么事情？他生那个马土沙拉。
What happened when he was 65? He begot Methuselah.
这个马土沙拉呢，是圣经中活得最久的，969岁啊，活得最久的一个人。
Methuselah lived the longest, 969 years.
因为有些人呢，就把圣经中的一个年代弄一弄，就说哦，原来呢，在马土沙拉死的那一年呢，就是洪水灭世的时候。
And many people count and they realize that the year that Methuselah died is the year the flood started.
我想大部分解经的人呢都是这么说的。
So most Bible scholars said this.
但是我常常想啊， 这个六百九十多年，九百多年以后所发生的事情呢，对他能产生这么大的刺激，这个不容易啊。
But then I think, you know, something that's going to happen 900 years after can have such an effect on him. That's not easy.
如果告诉我们十年之后要发生什么，我想我们都没什么反应，对不对？
Yeah. If the Lord tells us something's going to happen in 10 years, a lot of times we don't have much response.
九百多年以后的事情能有这么大的冲击的力量吗？
But can something that's going to happen after 900 some years going to have such a big effect on you?
现在呢，我从圣经里面发现另外一个原因。
And so I discover another reason in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，这可能是一个比较好的一个解释。
Maybe this is a better explanation.
因为你刚才读到这个犹大书的时候啊。
Because when you read the book of Jude.
那么那里讲到呢。这个亚当的七世孙以诺
，It says Enoch the seventh from Adam.
他做什么？他会说预言。
What did he do? He prophesied.
什么叫说预言呢
？What does prophesy mean?
就说呢，他里面有先知的灵。
That means that he has the spirit of the prophet within him.
所以我们很相信呢，很可能呢，这也是一个重要的原因。
And so we believe that this is another important reason.
就是呢，以诺里面有一个健全的灵，清洁的灵。
Inside of him, there's a pure spirit.
一个清楚的灵。
And a clear spirit.
所以一个人呢，如果灵里面的光景是正常的。
So if you have a normal condition in your spirit,
人可以用生活中任何的小事情。
Then the Lord can use any small thing in your daily life to stir you up.
我觉得呢，这个可能是一个重要的原因。
I think that this is an important reason.
如果你今天维持你灵里面光景的正常
，If you are able to maintain a normal condition in your spirit,
真可以用你生活中间最小的事情呢来点火你的。
Then God can use any small thing in your daily life to stir you up.
Yeah, 你看我们基督徒啊，我过去年轻时候常常听见，哎呀，基督教里面有这个奋兴会，那个奋兴会啊。
When I was young, I always hear, oh, there's this revival meeting, there's that revival meeting.
为什么要奋兴会呢
？Why do we need revival meeting?
有大多数基督徒都在睡觉。
Because a lot of Christians are asleep.
有时候听到都睡觉，对吧
？They even fall asleep when they're listening to message.
所以需要大声的把他喊醒。
And that's why they have to be awakened by a shout.
所以呢，我们需要各式各样的奋兴会啊，把大家这么把它奋兴一下。
And that's why we have to have a lot of revival meetings to revive people.
所以也许夏令会之后呢，哎呦，我们给他奋兴了几天，那几个礼拜还不错，对。
So maybe they will revive a few weeks after the summer conference.
不，弟兄姊妹不需要的。
No, we don't need that.
你只要维持你灵的光景是对的，是正常的。
If you can maintain a right condition in your spirit,
神很容易在你身上就给你带来一个醒悟。
Then it's very important for the Lord to wake you up.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
以诺是65岁开始起来与神同行。
Enoch started to walk with God when he was 65.
就65岁以前呢，他还没有这种与神同行的这种情形。
Before 65, he did not have this condition of walking with the Lord.
那并且呢，圣经记载说以诺是生儿养女，是家庭的生活里面与神同行。
And it also says here that Enoch walked with God and had sons and daughters.
不是像今天有人想象说的，以诺就离开家了，跟神一起去走了，不是。
So Enoch did not like leave his family and then go and walk with God.
但是一同行了就300年了。
And once he started walking with God, he walked for 300 years.
哎呦，我们觉得这个很不容易啊，对不对？
And we think, oh, that's not easy.
啊，等一下我告诉你原因啊。
And later I will tell you why.
感谢主。
And thank the Lord.
啊，与神能通行三百年。
He can walk with God for 300 years.
那么，以诺在生活中跟随主。
In his daily life, he followed the Lord.
但是我们知道基督徒啊，不是光有生活，还有侍奉的，对不对？
But we know for Christian, it's not only daily life. We still have our service.
那么诺亚就说到侍奉。
And Noah speaks of service.
所以神要用两个人来说明。
And that's why the Lord used two people to explain.
诺亚与神同行的人。
He is also a person who walked with God.
但是诺亚的时代呢，非常的邪恶。
But the generation that Noah lives in is very wicked.
人已经变成肉体了。
Because man is all flesh now.
所以神说呢，我的灵就不跟他相争了。
And so God said, my spirit does not want to strive with men anymore.
你知道圣灵有时候在我们身上的工作也是这样。
It's the same way, the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
如果我们的血气太大，圣灵就离开了。
If our flesh is too big, then the Holy Spirit will just leave.
那么那个时代呢，邪恶到一个地步啊。
And that generation was so wicked to the point.
人终日所思想的都是恶。
The day in, day out, all that is in their thinking is evil.
就说明人的思想已经被仇敌败坏。
And that means that the thoughts or mind of man is completely, depraved by the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，你看看我们今天所处的时代。
So look at the generation that we are in today.
我们看看人的思想是多么的邪恶。
Look at how wicked the thoughts of men are.
那有的人真的终日所思想都是恶。
It is true that some men, all they think about is evil things.
所以主耶稣也讲嘛，末后的日子就是挪亚的日子。
And that's why the Lord said that in the last day, it will be like the days of Noah.
对，这也是一个兆头。
And this is also a sign.
弟兄姊妹，我们要晓得我们处在一个危险的时代。
And so we're living in dangerous time.
今天仇敌啊，竭力的在破坏人的心思。
Because the enemy is corrupting the mind of men.
我们要非常注意我们看见了什么听见了什么读到什么。
We have to be careful what we see, what we read.
所以你看在这个时代中啊，很多年轻的父母养育儿女都不容易啊。
And that's why it's very difficult to rear up a child in this time.
这个小孩子每天拿着这个什么 iPhone, iPad 在看，也不知道看什么东西呢。
Because children, they would take an iPhone, iPad, and they would be looking at it. You don't know what they're seeing.
有的人读些书，这个书里面写了什么东西你也不知道。
Some people read books, but you don't know what's the content of those books.
所以叫这些做年轻父母的人呢，忧心忡忡的。
And so young parents had a very difficult time.
弟兄姊妹，我们所处的这个世代正是仇敌败坏人心思的一个时代。
This is a generation that the enemy is corrupting the mind of people.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
挪亚与神同行。
Noah walked with God.
所以当神启示他，叫他建造方舟的时候，他动了敬畏的心。
And so when God revealed to him to build this ark,He had a heart of fearing God.
弟兄姊妹们，这个敬畏是我们很大的保护。
This fear of God is our great protection.
你做个基督徒，你不能天不怕地不怕的，什么人都不在乎，那不行的。
As a Christian, you cannot live a life where you're not afraid of anything. You're not fearful of anybody.
我感觉今天。在地上教会所遇见的一个大的危机啊。
This is such a crisis in the church today.
因为很多地方看见神的儿女们 失去了对神的敬畏。
Because in many places, people have lost their fear of God.
啊，敬畏的意思就是怕神，不怕人，对吧？
To be fearful of God means you fear God and not fear men.
今天呢，我们是怕人，不怕神。
Our problem today is we fear men and we don't fear God.
这是一个很大的危机。
And this is a crisis.
那么挪亚呢，动了敬畏的心。
But Noah feared God.
所以他就带领他的全家。
And so he brought his whole family.
那么三个儿子有三个媳妇，那么一起起来建造方舟。
Together with his three sons and daughter-in-law,They start to build the ark.
建造方舟就侍奉神了。
This building of the ark is serving God.
这非常不容易啊。
This is a very difficult thing.
他能带着他的儿女一同的在这里建造方舟。
He can even bring along his sons and daughter-in-law to build this ark.
并且一建造呢就是120年。
And then it takes 120 years to build this ark.
哇，这真是长时间的一个考验。
This is indeed a long test of time.
所以神用这两个人在激励我们。
And so the Lord used these two persons to
他俩
to
他们两个人经历起长时间的考验。
Because both of them have to go through long test of time.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
啊。今天我们要能度过这个漫长的年日。
If we want to go through this long length of time,
能有正常的光景在主面前。
And that we will have a normal condition before the Lord.
无论生活侍奉都能够叫神的心满足。
Whether it's our daily life or our service, that the Lord be pleased with us and satisfied with us.
以诺和挪亚告诉我们。
Then Enoch and Noah tells us.
那个秘诀就是与神同行。
The secret is to walk with God.
有很多弟兄姊妹基督徒想错了。
Many Christians, they have a wrong thinking.
我们想哎呦跟神在一起走这个很可怕。
They're afraid. They don't want to walk with God.
你一跟神走什么自由都没有了对不对啊。
Oh, they think that if I walk with God, I have no freedom.
弟兄姊妹，你想错了。
No, that's a very wrong thinking, brother and sister.
以诺能跟神同行300年呢。
But Enoch can walk with God for 300 years.
这说明一件什么事情呢？
He speak of one thing.
你跟着神一起走才是最愉快的。
When you walk with God, that's most joyful.
因为神是充满爱的。
Because God is full of love.
我们以为说你跟神在一起，神整天要求你这个要求那个，做这个做那个。啊，这是我们人把神代表错了。
We always represent God the wrong way. Because we think that if we go with God, He'll tell you to do this, do that, and constrain you with this and that.
哦，所以很多基督徒说做基督徒很难啊，要求这么多，对不对？
And that's why many Christians say, oh, it's so hard to be a Christian. You know, there's so many requirements.
但是你如果跟神在一起走。
But if you walk with God.
他在要求你之前呢，他会先把恩典加给你的。
Prior to his requiring things from you, he will add grace to you first.
神从来不会亏负任何人的。
Because God can never shortchange people.
哦，不是像福音书里面所讲的样，那个对主人说呢，我知道你是一个 hard man 啊。
And like in the gospel where there was this person, he told God like you are such a hard man.
啊，你是一个很难的人，你跟这样的人走在一起，那才是痛苦了，对不对
？Of course, if you're walking with a hard man, it's very difficult.
哦，跟神在一起行走。快乐无比啊。
Actually, if you walk with the Lord, you're going to be most joyful.
不然走不了300年的，对不对？
Otherwise, you cannot walk for 300 years.
一路越走啊越快乐，就不肯停下来了。
The more Enoch with walks with God, the more joyful is he, and so he does not want to stop.
弟兄姊妹，虽然呢，我们人呢活不到三百年。
Although we cannot live to 300 years.
但是我过去几十年的经验告诉我。
But in the last few decades, my experience told me.
跟人在一起走才是难呐。
It's hard to walk with men.
跟主走快乐无比。
But it's very joyful to walk with God.
哎呀，我们的主满了这个怜悯同情。
Because our God is so compassionate and so merciful.
你看门徒们跟随主就是这样，对不对？
Look at how the disciples walk with the Lord.
跟随主多美好啊。
It's such a beautiful picture to look at how they follow the Lord.
主多么体谅他们。
Because the Lord is so caring of them.
多么扶持他们呢。
And the Lord really helped them.
即使他们失败跌倒，主也把他们扶起来了。
And whenever they fall, they stumble, the Lord lifts them up.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要认清楚一件事啊。
Brothers and sisters, you have to recognize this.
跟与神同行是最快乐的事情。
Walking with the Lord is the most joyful thing.
哎，有的时候呢，我们跟着人走啊，那个很多麻烦。
And walking with men, there's so many complications.
那一到回到主跟前就得安慰。
But then when you go back before the Lord, you're so comforted.
因为神有无限的爱。
Because God has infinite love.
你今天就是跟着一个最有爱心的人，他的爱也是有限，对不对？
Today, even if you go with somebody who has so much love, still their love is limited.
啊，并且圣经告诉我们了，神是永远的心啊。New.
And the Bible tells us that God is forever, eternally new.
因为对主来讲，没有陈旧的事情的。
Because to him, nothing gets aged.
我这么多年跟随主，我就发现你日子过来不断的更新啊。
As I follow the Lord, I see freshness and newness.
我们有成就的感觉，是因为肉体才会有成就的感觉。
We feel something aged, it's because of the flesh.
你跟从主，你永远都是新的。
But if you follow the Lord, it's always new.
所以现在像有时候弟兄姊妹唱诗歌一样的，唱一唱，一打开这诗歌，你又唱这一首，你就是里面老旧，对不对
？Many times, brothers and sisters, when they open the hymn book, they say, "Oh, we're singing this old song again."
所以呢，我们就要弄很多新歌，那么要刺激一下子，对不对
？And that's why we're singing new songs to stir up brothers and sisters.
啊，跟从主的人不需要这样。
But if you follow the Lord, you don't need that.
你要与神同行呢，任何这首诗歌可能唱过一千遍，再唱起来还是有感动的。
But a song, even you sang it 1,000 times, you still feel it.
因为对于主来讲，他没有陈旧的事情。
Because for God, there's nothing that will age.
你跟着他在一起，一再的你会得到这个不同的经历。
And when you are with the Lord, you will have new experiences.
就像门徒们跟着主在一起的时候，常常很多惊喜啊。
And so, the disciples were often surprised when they followed the Lord.
他们有一句最好的话，就这是什么人呢、啊、
？They always say, "Who is this man?"
弟兄姊妹，你跟着神走，你就是这样。
If you walk with the God, that's the way it is.
你跟着人走啊，这不行的。
But it's not going to be like that if you walk with men.
你跟着人走，走久了之后呢，听到他的声音你就疲倦。
After you walk with somebody for a long time, you might even get tired of their voice.
感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
神愿意我们与他同行。
The Lord wants us to walk with him.
他如果不愿意，你想跟他走也不行，对不对
？If he does not want to, Even if you want so much, it won't happen.
对弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
与神同行是一个秘诀。
Walking with God is a secret.
并且他有无限的丰富，不断的供应我们。
And he is infinite in his riches, and he will keep on supplying us.
你看保罗被关在罗马的监牢里。
Look at Paul when he was in prison in the Roman cell.
那个环境是多么的可怕。
That surrounding is terrible.
多么的黑暗，多么的难过的地方。
It was dark and damp and so difficult to be in there.
哎，保罗好像没有看见这些。
And yet Paul seems to not see these things.
他跟你们呼喊说，是我认识基督。
And he even cried out, says, let me know Christ.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你如果真正是跟与神同行。
If you really walk with the Lord,
你不断地从他得供应,
and you continually receive nourishment from him,
这样呢,弟兄姊妹,这个年日就算不得什么了,你知道吧?
And then this length of time is but nothing.
有的时候真的跟神在一起走,你们觉得,时间怎么这么短呢?
Because when you really walk with the Lord, you feel, oh, the time is so short.
我想我们都有这样经验，对不对？
I'm sure we have experienced this.
如果你跟你喜欢的人在一起，你总觉得时间太短。
If you are with somebody you like, you feel, oh, the time is so short.
所以与神同行是个秘诀。
And so, this is a secret when you walk with the Lord.
在希伯来书里面告诉我们。
And in Hebrews tells us,
在以诺神要取去他之前
and before God took away Enoch,
他已经得着神喜悦的名证
he already has this witness from God,
他就已经知道神喜欢他了
because he already know that God is pleased with him.
那么这个喜悦的名证是什么呢
and what is this testimony?
喜悦的名证就是与神同行
and thisthat the Lord is pleased with him because he walked with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的主,
thank our Lord.
他实在是爱我们,
he really loves us.
他在我们生活中的确给我们有很多美好的教导,
he really gives us a lot of teachings for our living.
让我们能聆听神的话可以避开仇敌的工作。
So if we listen to his word, we can avoid the work of the enemy.
我们可以做该做的对的事情。
And we will do what is right.
并且在我们的生活中满了他丰富的供应。
And then we will get this full nourishment from him.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
当时间在延长的时候。
When time goes on and lengthens,
你不要觉得哎呀很无聊啊，和觉得很乏味。
Don't feel like it's so bored, it's so tasteless.
主正呼召我们起来跟随他。
God is calling us rise up and walk with Him.
所以只有这个与神同行的经历，叫我们能经得起长时间的考验。
Only this experience of walking with God can withstand the test of time.
你看在先祖的时代啊。
Look at during the generation of the forefathers.
神就已经把他的心意向我们启示出来了。
God has already revealed his heart and will to us.
所以但愿今天我们能听懂了主的话。
May we understand what God is speaking to us.
我们更明白我们在这个时候应该做什么。
And we understand what we're supposed to do now.
也许在最短的年日的里面。
Maybe within the shortest span of time.
我们能得着神要我们得着的。
We can get hold of what God wants us to lay hold of.
并且呢，因为这样的生活叫我们成为一个预备好的人。
And then because we are living like this,We will be one who is prepared.
你欢然地进天国。
And we will enter the kingdom of heaven joyfully.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we really thank you wholeheartedly.
你不仅救赎了我们。
Not only did you save us.
你把我们放在时间中。
You put us in a span of time.
你要让我们在这里经历你的丰富。
You want us to experience your abundance.
对，每一天的日子都是宝贵的。
So each and every day is precious.
虽然时间不停止地往前。
Even though time just keeps on moving forward.
但是你已经预备了丰富的恩典。
But you have already prepared a fullness of grace for us.
主啊，但愿在这个漫长的年日里边。
May it be that during this slow, moving years,
我们学会了与你同行。
That we learn to walk with you.
每个弟兄姊妹都起来与神同行。
That each and every brothers and sister will rise up and walk with you.
让我们的日子因你欢乐。
And that our days would be joyful before you.
让我们的日子充满你的丰富。
And our days be full of you.
所以我们的日子就不会的枉费。
And so we will not be wasting our days.
并且能够积存你的丰富。
But then we will have your fullness in it.
好叫我们有一天能够丰丰富富进神的国。
That one day we will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven richly and fully.
求主因这些话祝福我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
Lord, bless us because of this word.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you so much.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer, Lord.
好，耶稣基督宝贵的名。
This is by the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.